Welcome back to That Classic Rock Show. Our featured guest today is Andy Powell of the band Wishbone Ash. So my next question for you is this. In 2015, you authored the book Eyes Wide Open, which I enjoyed, and you talk about your family and growing up in post-World War II London, which I gather was a bleak landscape that you and other similarly aged British rockers had described. So my question is this. Did growing up in this environment have an influence on your music?
I think it did in some kind of unusual ways. I actually only spent the first few years of my life there, but my wider family stayed on there. My father and mother, they did something which was really smart. They took up, because a lot of London was bombed, or the East End where we came from. I'm a Cockney, true Cockney. So basically our neighborhoods were bombed. So basically the government had to rebuild, and they ferried us out to the sort of environs of what they called the home counties, so just outside London. And they built these new towns, instant towns. And one of them was called Hemel Hempstead. My family ended up moving there. And that really did impact my growth, you know, because they built youth clubs, community centers, and all, because it was the baby boom after the war, everyone was having kids. So you can imagine that the kid neighborhood was full of kids, and we roamed the neighborhoods like we were as free as birds, you know what I mean? But you know, we needed things to do. So, you know, we were always playing sports, we were riding our bikes, we were as free as the wind. And one of the things a lot of me and my pals did was we picked up musical instruments, and several of us got really good. We would play at the local movie houses. We'd play at school dances, work socials, all the usual things, you know, in the 50s and then into the 60s. And so I think it was that move, which was spurred by the Second World War, you know, and the good fortune of having that government-sponsored housing and all those things that led to me focusing on music. I mean, you know, I mean, it was still early days after the war. So if you look at any of the groups and the bands from the 60s, whether it's the Stones, the Beatles, the Animals, any of those bands, we all look malnourished, man.
No,
very thin.
Yeah, I said earlier, in so many of the books that I've read of your colleagues and countrymen of a similar age, there's a common theme going on because of what London experienced from the Blitzkrieg.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, my mother, she's passed away at 100 years of age last year. She can remember the Blitzkrieg. She remembers the, she called them doodlebugs. They were the pilotless bombers that came over from Germany. And everyone was encouraged to build air raid shelters in their backyards, go underground, go to the subway stations, the tubes, you know, in London. And she remembers all of that. And, before she passed away, I would ask her many, many questions about the war. And, you know, and everyone was enlisted to go and work in factories building armaments.
Sure.
My dad built planes, you know, parachutes, whatever you had to do. It's called the war effort. We could use some of that right now, that spirit, I think. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about Wishbone Ash, their lyrics and their song craft. You were also a jam band too, but you never relied on your usual blues rock scales or progressions. Was this a conscious decision during the band's early years?
Well, that's a good observation. I mean, we did a little bit, but it gets back to your question earlier where I was answering and saying that, you know, we just felt the need that we had to be so much more structured and adventurous, because if you think about it, from the mid-60s on, we had the Beatles, we had all this music, the British blues boom, we had psychedelia, we had, I mean, yeah, soul, Tamla. I mean, so but if you were a musician growing up in that sort of milieu, you've got so many influences. So by the time the early 70s came, we really felt we had, in order to stand out from the crowd, we needed to really push the envelope a little bit. So, yeah, very interesting arrangements. As you say, a lot of songs we jammed all the time. We had nothing else to do but play music, and all of that activity produced some pretty individual sounding music. I mean, we'd also verbalize and talk about our plans. You know, like we wanted dynamics in the music. We wanted, especially when we came over to America, we wanted to wake people up, and we wanted lots of dynamic changes in our music. And of course, the signature twin lead guitar sound was very important, you know, to capture the ear of the audiences. And, you know, we were really, really very, very focused on getting a very good sound on stage. We weren't content to just to use bad sounding equipment and all this. We wanted the best, and we would ship it, all that gear with us everywhere we went. And we were known for our live sound, and we still are.
Well, one of my favorite songs by you on album and live is Blowin' Free. Every time I see you guys, I put my camera down and I just listen. And Blowin' Free's got kind of an Allman Brothers feel to it with the twin guitars, an awesome lead by you. Also, I read that you got an idea for the guitar riff from Pete Townsend when you opened for The Who many, many years ago, and that the song was written at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. on Sunset Boulevard. Is that all true?
Yeah, it was finished there. Yeah, we did a lot of touring with The Who in the early 70s, and some of Pete's chord progressions definitely trickled over. I mean, everything comes from everywhere else, right? I mean, I would spend many hours standing watching The Who play and hanging out with them. And so a lot of his chord progressions would kind of rub off on me. So I think that's true. But in turn, what's amazing about that song itself as a song influenced other bands. So if you listen to some of the guitar parts that I put together on that song, like the outro, as we call it, the ending of the song has almost like it's like a horn riff in itself. And that particular piece of music influenced The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. And also, if you listen to Reeling in the Years, you can hear Blowin' Free. Those guys definitely listened to that song. And, you know, they wrote a great song, Reeling in the Years, Steely Dan. Check out the guitar part in there. It's like a cop from Blowin' Free. So what goes around comes around. Everybody influences everyone else. And the other thing about Blowin' Free and the album Argus itself, it was two sides to that album. One was very English. The first side was English, very English. And then the other side was really us picking up on our American influences. So, you know, Time Was, Blowin' Free. I mean, those are very American. That's us touring down on the freeways, playing clubs like you mentioned, the Whiskey, listening to FM radio all day long. You know, that's what we all did. And, you know, so that was us being influenced by these early tours of, you know, the great United States and getting familiar with this country, its music, FM radio, the clubs. So you can hear on the Argus album, some people don't realize it, but it's two sides to Wishbone Ash. Well,
you were young, wild lads back then.
Yeah. I mean, we were just open to everything. We were having the best time of our lives, you know.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm glad one thing you didn't pick up from Townsend was breaking your guitar at the end of the show. That'd be a heck of a lot of flying V money down the tubes.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Believe me, I've broken a few flying Vs. I used to throw one across the stage. I don't do that anymore. But no, that was Townsend's thing. Certainly saw a lot of that going on.
So let's go right into Blowin' Free by the great Andy Powell and his band Wishbone Ash. We'll be right back. You're listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. That was Blowin' Free by Wishbone Ash from their Great Argus album. Andy, as we all know, Rush is in the news, and not in a good way, but back in the day, Wishbone Ash was one of the first Western rock bands to tour the USSR. What kind of reception did you guys get back then from the government and from the fans?
Well, you're right. I mean, this band has toured in places that rock bands fear to tread. I mean, we're one of the few bands that we've toured India 3 times. I mean, find another band that's done that. But yeah, Russia, Soviet Union, played it many times. First time we went there, I'll give you an idea, St. Petersburg, we played 9 shows there in a ice hockey arena. I mean, that's how popular we were. It was an incredible reception. Very different Soviet Union back then. I mean, the audiences were kind of rabid for rock, Western rock music, so that was fabulous. But at every show, we had the Red Guards, you know, patrolling, and uniformed soldiers with guns, and you know, the kids had to stay put, and it was pretty hardcore, and we had to stay put in our hotels. They didn't want us interacting with Russian kids. We did. I mean, we met fans sort of surreptitiously, and you know, I mean, if you've ever stayed in a Moscow hotel room, you have a babushka on every floor sitting on a raised desk, and she would log every time you went into your room or you came out of your room, and all this stuff was given surveillance. You know, we were under surveillance all the time, that the phones were bugged, and but you know, where we did and where we could, we meet up with people and we talk, and it was fascinating. I mean, we had KGB interpreters.
Oh,
we would talk to full program, I'm telling you. It's different now. I've been back there since Glasnost and Perestroika. It's a lot different, but yeah, it was hardcore. I mean, my brother was gonna stay on for a while and do some sightseeing, and the KGB officer came out to me and said, "Oh, your brother, it's not a good idea if he stays here. Passports can go missing." I'll never forget that.
I think passports
can go missing.
I think the CIA could use you.
Yeah, they probably could.
You're convincing.
Well, I don't know if you know the story, but our manager back in the day was Miles Copeland III.
Sure, sure.
And his father was one of the founders of the CIA, so I go back.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing how many bands they open for, Mark. I mean, talking about The Who and Pete Townshend, can you imagine being with The Who at that time and being influenced by a Pete Townshend?
Oh, I know. They've played with some of rock's biggest acts. Some other examples, ZZ Top, Aerosmith, Bob Marley, Lou Reed, the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Another aspect of the band's songwriting is some of their best-known songs have drawn from mythology and fantasy and even the Bible.
You know, yeah, and also, how about medieval times? You know, they have so many different thoughts into their songs. It just amazing where they came up with all these kind of songs.
Yeah.
And one song in particular that I really like, it's another Argus song. It's called Warrior. And I just really enjoy this, and I like to sit back and relax and let our listeners listening to.
We know what you meant.
Yeah, I'm getting tongue-tied here. The Warrior by Wishbone Ash.
Helpless in our surrender. Tomorrow the plow becomes the sword. Make us stronger in our danger.
This was so much fun. We're talking to Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash, and we're end of part one. This is going to be a two-part interview, folks, so stay tuned next week for part two. It just has gone so fast, hasn't it, Mark?
It has.
But we're gonna keep asking questions, and part two will be next week. So everyone, please stay tuned. And Mark, where are they playing? I forgot.
Let me see. Of course we know, because I'm going. Don't forget, Wishbone Ash is playing Thursday, March 3rd at the Des Plaines Theater in Des Plaines, Illinois. And on the following day, Friday, March 4th, they'll be at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois. You can get your tickets on oshows.com.
Yeah, everyone, please go to these shows. And please join us each week on that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. Or you can listen anytime you want because our show is archived. But please stay tuned next week as we'll do part two with Wishbone Ash lead guitarist Andrew Powell. And we're going to phase out with another song from Argus called The King Will Come. This is a phenomenal song. Please enjoy, and we will see you next week, everybody.